Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now going to cover Psalms 123. This is a very short psalm, only four verses long. I will call it, Our Eyes Look to the Lord Our God. The heading of the psalm is simply a song of ascents. That's A-S-C-E-N-T-S. There's no mention of the author, so we don't know the author. Why ascents? Why A-S-C-E-N-T-S? Going up. Four options from the NIV Study Bible. Option number one, the music that was associated with this psalm went up in pitch. I really don't think that's the answer. Option number two, this is referring to the steps of Jews returning from captivity going up. As they come back from Babylon to get to Jerusalem, you have to go up to Jerusalem because Jerusalem's up on a hill. Option number three, this psalm was part of the songs that were sung by singers, by the Levitical singers, as they walked up the steps of the temple, performing their worship duties in the temple. That's reasonable, a song of ascents, going up the steps of the temple. Here's option number four, which seems to be the most popular option amongst commentators, at least the ones I've read. Ascents refers to the steps of a pilgrim coming up to Jerusalem singing this psalm, again, because Jerusalem is up. But instead of Jews coming back from captivity, it's Jews going to Jerusalem to celebrate the three Levitical feasts, Passover in the spring, Weeks in the summer, and Tabernacle in the fall. This is the option of Adam Clark and gotquestions.org, and it's the option I'm going to take. Psalms 123 is the fourth of 15 psalms with this title, A Song of Ascents. David is the author of four of them. Solomon is the author of one of them, and 10 are anonymous. With that introduction behind us, let us begin by reading the entire psalm, verses 1 through 4, Psalms 123. The psalmist begins, I lift my eyes to you, the one enthroned in heaven. Like a servant's eyes on his master's hand, like a servant's girl's eyes on her mistress's hand, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, Lord, show us favor, for we've had more than enough contempt. We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud. Now, I'm reading to you from the Holman Christian Study Bible Translation, which translates in verse 2, a servant's eyes. The NIV translates it as slaves, because slaves were servants. The English translation is tricky, because when we hear the word slave, it immediately conjures up very negative ideas, because nobody wants to be a slave. We live in America, the land of the free, and the home of the brave, and so forth. And so we have a negative connotation. That might be why the Holman Christian Study Bible and the NASB and others translate it as servant's eyes. The NIV Study Bible says we shouldn't assume the negative and abusive aspects of slavery here, because God is a loving master and he's a kind master. He's a master for whom it is a joy to serve, not an imposition. Now we'll notice that eyes are mentioned in the first two verses. In verse 1, I lift my eyes to you. The psalmist is looking to God. He's looking to God for help. He's looking to God for help. He's looking to God for favor. Why? Because his enemies are showing him contempt, verse 3. And verse 4, we've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud. He's looking for help. And in verse 2, he takes that idea of looking to God with his eyes. He compares that to a servant's eyes looking to his master's hand, or a servant girl's eyes looking to her mistress's hand. Now, we need to see what the point of this metaphor is, looking to the hand of one's master. Adam Clark gives five options, which are not necessarily mutually exclusive. The first idea, the first option, is the idea of dependence. Slaves are forced to rely on their master for sustenance. The slaves must learn from their master how to do work, so they look to the master's hand, please feed me. I'm dependent on you. And likewise, the believer is dependent on God. Option number two from Clark. The metaphor shows the utmost readiness to obey the commands of the master. In other words, the slave looks at the master's hand. If the master's hand says, go over here to do work, to the left, I'll go over there to the left to do work. If he says, go to the right, I'll go to the right. So that's option number two, readiness to obey the commands of the master. Option number three is to what this metaphor means, looking to the hands of the master, chastisement. This idea says that slaves keep their eyes on the hand which is inflicting punishment, professing deep sorrow and entreating for mercy. Backing that up in verses 2 and 3 is the request of the psalmist to show him favor. Our eyes are on the Lord until he shows us favor. In other words, we're looking at God's hand to punishment. Please God, don't punish us anymore. I repent. And then God shows us favor. And then in verse 3, show us favor, Lord, show us favor. I don't think this is the correct view of this metaphor. This option makes out God to be at least somewhat less than a kind master. Even if you assume the chastisement was justified, why would you focus on such a negative aspect of the relationship? Sure, God chastises us because he loves us, but you generally don't think of that when you think of the master-slave relationship. So I don't like that option. Option number 4, this shows trust. Well, that's very similar to option number 1, which was looking to the master's hand that shows dependence. I trust you, master, feed me. Option number 5 from Clark, submission. I look to the master's hand so I can submit myself under it to show that you are the boss. Well, of all those options, I really think dependence is the best aspect of that master-servant relationship, looking to the hand of the master. I think that's the best way to look at it. Slaves are forced to rely on their master for sustenance, and I'm looking to you just like I'm looking to you for favor from the contempt of my enemies, favor in overcoming the contempt and arrogance of my enemies. This is what Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown says about looking to the hand of the master. Quote, the servants of God should look, 1, to his directing hand to appoint them their work, 2, to his supplying hand to give them their portion in due season, 3, to his protecting hand to right them when wronged, 4, to his correcting hand, and 5, to his rewarding hand. So Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown include several of the options that Clark mentions. Now in verse 3, the psalmist says, show us favor, Lord, show us favor, for we've had more than enough contempt. More than enough. I like that subtle way of saying it. The NIV says, we have endured much contempt. Well, that is the lot of believers in God. Jesus said, they hate me, they're going to hate you. They hate the master, they're going to hate the servant. Proverbs 21:24 says this, proud, haughty, scoffer are his names, who acts with insolent pride. This reminds me of a news article I read last week. A Christian student on a university campus somewhere in America was reading his Bible, minding his own business, and one of these radical leftist woke protesters comes up, steals his Bible from him, rips the pages out of the Bible, and starts eating the pages of the Bible. Proud, haughty, scoffer are his names. He acted with insolent pride, and he's going to get taken down one day too. In the meanwhile, Christians have to suffer and pray that God will show us favor, for we have had more than enough contempt. And this is especially appropriate for post-Christian America, as Christians are more and more being despised and ridiculed and called all kinds of ridiculous names. The Los Angeles Times, within the last year, ran an editorial just damning evangelical Christians, saying we were a harm to the republic. And so we need to pray, God, show us favor. We've had enough contempt from the mainstream culture, the secular humanist culture. We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt of the proud. Take care of us, remembering, of course, that vengeance is God, not the Christians. Vengeance is God's, not ours. Ladies and gentlemen, with those sober words, we have now finished Psalms 123. We're prepared to go to Psalms 124, which I will entitle, Our Help is in the Name of the Lord. I hope to see you in that next audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.